It was a decision based solely on some recent medical information that that became apparent to me through my provider and through a specialist talking to my provider. And it was a situation where while it was recommended or it was said that I could continue to run and I could continue to serve, there, you know, with some of the revelations through some blood tests and things like that, there's a potential for a chronic condition to develop that I don't want to develop. While the job, while I'm there, is not always stressful. In fact, most of the time it's not. There are times when it gets stressful when you're actually in the job. And then for me, historically, campaigning has been stressful. It just has. You know, I've run 5 campaigns, worked hard on them all, pushed the envelope, always going. And that's stressful. That's the conclusion I've come to, that it's in the best interest of my health and also in my family. That was a factor as well. Tough decision, but one that needed to be made.
So you've been in the position for like almost a decade.
I have. Yeah. I've served for 10 years, and that's a long time for any political office holder. And so that was a factor as well. It's like, you know, when I originally was elected for the first time in 2013 and began serving in 2014, if someone told me that Representative Ortiz, you're going to be in this position for 10 years, I would have said no way. I don't even think that that's a good thing that somebody would be in the position for 10 years. Obviously, as you move forward through the process, there's always reasons why you think that continuing to serve is in the best interests of the people that you're representing, or in the best interest of the state on state issues and things like that. And so there's always a reason why you might want to continue in your service. But on the other hand, you know, I do think it's a good thing when there's change and when there's opportunities for other people to serve. And because with those people come new ideas, maybe new ways about going about things. And so in general, I kind of support the idea of term limits. There's a lot of work that's important before the legislature that remains kind of like unresolved, funding for education and issues of our local economy and fishing and things like that. And the fishing industry is struggling right now. There's always going to be those. You're never going to get everything settled the way you want to see them settled, no matter when you go out of office. Another factor I didn't bring up was the Marine Highway System. We've worked very hard on that issue. And I remained a strong advocate to see the Marine Highway return to the kind of system, transportation system it was 15, 20 years ago. There's still a long ways to go to get to that level. And I feel that's one of the biggest issues I feel the most regret about, because while I've been working very hard, I haven't seen the kind of progress that I'd like to see. I think there's hope for that still to happen. I do believe that. I believe that there's resources in place to one day again get to where we have a Marine Highway System that's reliable, dependable, and provides service to Prince Rupert, B.C., which is really important to a lot of people in my district. And, so that's an important one that I really feel, I've left not seeing the kind of progress that I wanted to see, but not for lack of effort. I know I pushed really hard on that one.
Having been in the position for that long, mm-hmm. Are there ways that you've kind of seen the legislature change over that time, and like in a good or a bad way?
Not really. It tends to be the same issues and dividing factors over a stretch of time. The issues might change a bit, but it's still more than it's a Democrat, Republican, independent, like myself thing. It's really more a regional kind of a separation on a lot of issues. Although, obviously, still the parties remain, they're impacted by the national parties, and they're impacted by, what drives whatever administration's in power and things like that. So parties are still important, but I recognize that really, really, the issues are more geographical than they are and regional than they are political in the sense of traditional Republican and Democrat. And for me, you know, I always tried to work in the middle. I was a believer that, you know, the solutions are in the middle. The solutions are not to the far right. They're not to the far left. They're in the middle, and they require negotiation on everybody's part and compromise on everybody's part. You know, I feel like it's that struggle for compromise that remains constant throughout my years of service. People believe strongly about certain issues and certain topics, and that's to be commended. However, if there's going to be progress on certain topics, then there does have to be compromise. And the bottom line is that the state will always have limited resources in terms of cash resources. They're always going to have that now. You know, 25 years ago when we were producing 2 million barrels of oil a day, that's a different ballgame. There was lots of money, and we were saving money as well. But we're now down from 2 million barrels a day to less than 500,000 barrels a day. And on each barrel of oil, then, there is an amount of tax that's collected. But if you're collecting it on 2 million barrels of oil versus 500,000 barrels of oil, obviously that's a lot less revenue. So revenue is always going to be a challenge here in the near future. And then the questions are fundamental. Are you going to spend it here? Are you going to spend it there? Are you going to spend it to promote our infrastructure statewide, or are you going to spend it on the PFD, which is important and popular to a lot of people? And that, or are you going to really follow the Constitution, which says, hey, you got to do two things. You have to do two things. You have to provide for public education for every kid between the ages of 5 and 18. You have to do that. And then you have to provide for public safety. To me, that's not a debate. But it tends to be still debated up there as to how much we're going to support public education.
Do you have, like, any advice from your experience for whoever the next District 1 representative is?
I think the key thing is any representative that serves in public office at the state level anyway, and even at the local level for sure, in order to be effective, it's important to have your own convictions, but it's also important to be able to listen and look for common ground between those folks that you might not normally agree with, or they might not be appreciative of your public stands. But at the same time, the matter is, they're your constituents. Listen to them, and you'll go a long ways as a representative.
Like, throughout this whole process, the last couple of days, is there anything that you haven't been able to say that you want to?
No, not really. Not really. You know, one of the things I haven't said yet, but I firmly believe, and I've said this on the House floor in recent history and several times over, we're all just human. We all have our faults. We all have our inabilities to. Yeah, we're imperfect, but it's still worth the effort that people stand up for, that they vote, that they participate, and then if you're a representative, it's a statement that says you believe in the system. The system's not perfect, but the gosh darn it, I still kind of think that government's of the people, by the people, for the people. I think, you know, people might have moved away from respect for government, respect for the three branches of government, particularly at the national level. People are very vocal about that. But it's, again, it's our system, and it's served us well for 250 years now. And it's one that's, you know, lasted the test of time and shown around the world that it's not perfect, but it's a system that's worth trying to preserve. So, I walk away with this. I walked in with it with that belief, and I'm walking away with that belief that in the end, government should be by the people, for the people.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You bet.